In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, baby Jade is here. It's time for Big Facts, and our special guest today is Charleston White. He is here to chop it up and speak his truth on Big Facts. What's up? What's up, my brother? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man.
You feeling good?
Yeah.
So talk to us about, you said you brought Charleston White, the man, not the character, today.
Yeah, I left the character, man. The man showed up.
Okay, so we got to start. I mean, I'm vulnerable. Right there.
That means I'm vulnerable. That means I'm open to people that ask me questions about Charleston.
Okay.
So that means I got to be honest.
But what's the difference?
The difference is between Denzel Washington and the nigga he played on Training Day.
So.
I don't believe none of us are who we are on the internet, who we are in person. Even the things we post. We're not that poetic. All them niggas that post that poetic shit. Man, what's that nigga name that got caught cheating on his wife, but he posted all the great shit that the women love? Yeah, he wasn't none of that shit. He was on the internet. I understand roles and characters. We all play roles, right? Even when we're playing husband and wives, those are roles. Mother and father, those are roles. Neighbors, those are roles, right? So, throughout the day, man, we playing roles. So, nigga, I realize the internet is a stage.
Take us to the beginning, though, Charles.
The beginning is when I came to the internet, I had just transitioned from a life of crime, right? Being submerged in the criminal elements of our society, as most young Black men are during their 20s, trying to find an identity, right? So when I started having children, when I had my son around like 26, 27, maturity playing a part, right? Brain development plays a part at this time in life. So I'm trying to do something different, homie, give my son something that I never had. So I'm thinking, man, well, how do you be a good father? Because everybody say, we need a good father. Man, I don't know nothing about no good father. Well, shit, I don't even know nothing about being no bad father. I just want to be here. Well, in order for me to be here, I mean, I can't go to jail. I can't go to prison. So my ultimate goal in life was just to be present for my son. And so that means I was willing to be a hoe-ass nigga. So when you lead the homies to not want to do the things the homies do, then sometimes they call you a hoe-ass nigga. When you start changing, your partners, man, you acting different. You done got with old girl, nigga. You acting like, so I was willing to be that, to be present. If we riding in the car, nigga, you sell dope and I don't, and you got dope on you, and it's a question of who dope this is, I'm willing to say that's his dope to be here for this baby. So I was willing to be all the things that we don't want to be in the hood, homie, so I can be present in my children's life.
So that started the massive debate that includes Charleston White, which is, I think your quote, and correct me if the quote is wrong, is the difference between snitching and setting shit straight.
I wanted to be better, homie. So in order to be better, if we're in a situation, homie, we got to get this shit straight.
But you be saying some police ass shit.
Well, I'm a citizen now, so I'm a police ass nigga. See, at that time I was transitioning. You talking about my son 18, so you talking about 18 years later now, nigga, I'm a police ass nigga. I go vote. Nigga, I'm literally a election judge. Last nigga to turn the votes in during the election. Nigga, you goddamn right I'm a police ass nigga. Now I'm grown, I'm 40. I can't see being in jail at 50 for nothing. No, no, man, I tell on everybody not to go to jail right now.
Are you serious?
Man, I'm 44 years old. They don't let niggas out no more soon. When niggas go to jail now, you come home later. No, no, man, yeah, I tell on anybody get out
so,
of jail.
So your logic behind, quote unquote, setting the record straight is that you don't want to be in jail at 50?
I ain't going to be. So, I ain't going to be.
Let me ask you this. So, you know, because I just studied on your shit last night, a lot of shit. You be saying a lot of shit that resonate to what's going on. I'm going to give you that.
And I'm going to put some bullshit.
But the delivery of it.
It's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
Y'all don't say nothing to the rapper. Bitch, suck my dick. Ho, fuck you. I put a Molly in a drink and she ain't even know it. Y'all ain't say a goddamn thing to that nigga. I brought her back to the trap. I gave the bitch a perk and told her drop her panties and she didn't even understand me. Y'all ain't saying a motherfucking thing when they say that shit. Beyonce told you, bitches, bow down, bitches. Y'all bow down. I come through talking like Dolomite. I'm acting like Dolomite. Cause that's what
I'm talking about, goddamn. Cause it be more personal. Like, you get into personal shit.
It ain't personal. We don't know each other. How is personal on the internet? If anybody taking anything personal on the internet, they broke. Nigga, I'm on here having fun, talking shit, high side. Like the nigga in the park. And I can high side like a motherfucker.
But you tell a nigga suck your dick, that ain't no
nigga,
internet shit.
Well, if you on the internet, it is. If I ain't told you to suck my dick in person, well, this is internet shit.
Yeah.
So nigga get jail. Nigga, we on internet. We can do anything on the net. Hold on, listen.
Go ahead.
I used to pull the dick out at one point in time. Them niggas used to still stay there and type me. I used to get my phone and say, look at this dick. Nigga, take a picture of my dick that I used to send the hoe, the best picture I got, and show it on the internet. And them niggas used to stay in the paint with me. I used to think it'd make niggas run. I came to the internet saying, nigga, I'm for the bitches and the hoes. I used to say the first 3, 4, 5 rows is for the bitches and the hoes. You niggas get outside. That used to be my script. Yeah, no, but I started, them niggas wouldn't go nowhere. I thought the dick would be repellent, like road spray. And I saw it wasn't, so I said, nah, you stop that shit. Them niggas still staying in the paint. 96% of my audience is dudes. When I look at my, I'm from 18 to 65. What's making them niggas come to me?
What's charged?
Because I'm being disrespectful. So what's making them niggas come to me?
What's charged? What's going to be Charleston White legacy off the internet and Charleston White legacy on the internet?
Charleston White legacy off the internet is I've changed laws in this country. I've run a successful youth organization. I teach and develop youth engagement programs, youth development programs, anti-gang cognitive interventions, pre-law student. No, homie, when you Google my name, nigga, you see I done been on legislation laws. I've been on the front page of the American Bar Association's journal. That means that's lawyers, judges. I've been a campaign manager. I've been elected and selected to campaign with presidents. That's off the internet.
And all of that's through your Hype Foundation?
Yeah. So on the internet, I'm going to be known as the coldest motherfucker since Richard Pryor. Yeah, I'm gonna be colder than Richard, homie.
So you saying on the internet is entertainment? But
So the internet is not entertainment?
No, it is. I'm asking. This is what everybody's trying to grasp. People are saying that on the internet, you saying some real shit, but it's the delivery.
Listen, I'm on the internet not to uplift now some bitch because I do it in real life. So why would I stop in real life to come to the internet?
But like, not to cut you off or whatever, I don't even think necessarily that it's completely and totally the delivery, but I think it's like, it's the real shit and then like the shit around it. Just like, let's say for instance, since we've been talking about like legislation and you know, like the laws and you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. You know how they have some laws, when they're trying to get the laws passed, they attach like certain bills to them, and the people might not agree with the bills that's attached to the law, but they do want to pass the law, so they go ahead and pass the law, but then all the bullshit that's attached to the law has to go ahead and get passed. So like, sometimes I feel like, not condoning or denying anything that he's ever said or, you know what I'm saying, no shit like that, like when he says some shit, like there are like pieces of it and bits of it and, you know what I'm saying, a lot of it that really makes sense and it really, like you said, resonates with people, but it's just all the extra additional like talk and shit
it's the tough shit, you do the tough shit, then say you gonna call the police. I don't talk tough.
I say I'm gonna call the police from the beginning, but you can't listen, you can't hurt me for what I say.
Yeah.
Nigga, cause if you was, you'll be whooping everybody in your neighborhood. So you go get on here and jump on me for what I say. You go hurt me for what I say on the internet. Well, the law says I got every right to either call the police on you or kill you. I live in a state that's open carry. I went to the gun course and I was paying very close attention when they were raising hands and asking questions, was saying, well, what about this? I was listening when the law defines what a threat is. Nigga, you can't threaten me and you 200 some pounds. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you know, you might not know, but your body size say you a weapon compared to me. I know law, nigga. I'm on here trying to teach you niggas law. While I bullshit and have fun and get paid. Y'all on here want to have fun and be broke. Y'all waiting for the next topic, social justice topic, to say no justice, no peace. No, nigga, I'm trying to figure out how they making trillions off us just being on here and we ain't getting a dollar. All these platforms monetizing. So, nigga, I came to monetize. I didn't come to uplift you broke motherfuckers. Nah, I ain't come to stop no violence. I do this in real life. So when I jump on here, I'm taking a break from real life. Y'all on here trying to make it real life. So y'all can't bring me into y'all world. Y'all in this matrix, nigga. I'm in here pimping, nigga.
So no, disrespect.
Nah, I'm on here pimping, man. Scrap business.
I got you.
Nah, I saw Dolemite, nigga. I grew up believing Dolemite was a real motherfucking man. I didn't know Rudy Ray Moore was a bullshit-ass nigga who went to the streets and recorded niggas in the streets talking, went home, rewrote what they said, and brought it back to the people. I said, God damn it. Nigga, I didn't know Ice Cube wasn't no gangster. I didn't know he was so intelligent where he can write movies. Nigga, I didn't know Tupac really wasn't what he was. Now that you're hearing the stories of how he got treated amongst all them real killers that was over there.
What do you mean? Hold on. What you mean?
I ain't gonna say nothing, but just go listen to the stories of the people that was around during the time. It's 20 years later, so now the truth is coming about. They are characters. Mm. You can't make me believe them nigga was scared of Suge Knight. Snoop Dogg. Now, you could have made me believe that until you get the stories. So I said, oh, okay. I need to come with some game. My nigga say, man, everybody on the internet every day, homie, ain't nobody making no money. Ain't nobody building nothing when they get off the community. So, nigga, I went to do the opposite when I came, and everybody got mad. Now I'm getting money, and I'm still building in the community. I just created 3 new programs that are going in 3 schools. I got Michael Crabtree, Sean Cotton from Say Cheese TV, Rain. See, I'm putting celebrities to come into the schools, homie. Youth curriculums and programs. That's what I'm using my platform for. I don't wear polos. I wear nigga clothes. For the last 2 years with my platform, everything you see me wear is a black man's clothing that a nigga wore. Nigga, I ain't wearing Gucci. Now, I got it, but my platform ain't promoting it. I don't interview celebrities, homie. I take regular people and put them on my platform. I take regular niggas and make their YouTubes monetize. Nigga, I'm on here pimping. Y'all mad at what I'm saying because y'all waking up and y'all don't know how to get nothing off this motherfucker. White boy ain't pimping on me for my time, homie. I spent 3-4 years trying to figure out, man, how these niggas get money off this shit. I'm looking around, don't nobody know how to monetize. Nah, nigga, so because of who I am in real life, I can come play whatever I want to play on the internet. Most people are doing the same thing. They on the internet pretending that they this, but in real life, they not. They on there making posts like their relationships is right. Don't nobody say, hey, man, I can't figure out how I'm going to get this pink slip off the door because I can't pay this. They don't post that. So everybody's pretending on the internet to be something that they're really not in real life. Why y'all mad at me? Nigga, I'm getting a lot of money doing it. A lot of money.
Do Charleston White, the community actives, ever feel like Charleston White on the internet went too far?
Hell no. Nigga, I done been downtown acting like this. I done been in the mayor's face acting like this for my people. Nigga, when I found out of 8,000 cases of STDs, that 5,000 were children 13 to 18, nigga, I went downtown and did the fool. But at this time, they doing gentrification. They about to disperse all these niggas, kids, around white people. Man, when I went down, they drug me out. I went to city council for a year straight. That's how I learned how to do y'all like this. I done it in the community before I came to the internet. By the time I came to the internet, I done perfected this. I done been downtown. I done been to Washington, D.C. I used to teach classes at the adult parole office on MacArthur Central. Nigga, when I come to the I'm an expert now, so hell no, I ain't went too far. They ain't took me off like they done Farrakhan. They took Farrakhan and Donald Trump can't be seen nowhere on the internet. I ain't went too far, nigga, and the rappers can kill somebody and go to the grave site and make it. Them nigga, y'all don't like, do them nigga go too far? When Chief Keef brought Tooker, that wasn't a gang name. And they say, we gonna smoke Tooker. Nigga, Jay-Z didn't say, hey, man, y'all, we going too far. That mother over there, I ain't talking about Duck Mama, Tooker Mama. Did nobody, that woman never speaks. But the world is smoking her son in disrespect. Did they go too far? Them niggas getting platinum plaques. Them niggas talking about, nigga, y'all go die and writing in their money. Everybody's falling alone. Ain't nobody said they went too far. Lil Durk responds, say, y'all nigga need to hurry up. Y'all know niggas dying behind it. Have they went too far? No, nigga, I'm having fun, nigga. It's entertainment, ain't it? Right?
So you don't never feel like...
I keep a gun for what you about to ask.
Okay, you already answered.
Yeah,
answered.
I keep a gun, and I got a lot of guns. See, I took my answered. YouTube money and bought a bunch of guns. But this what I know. Niggas don't kill niggas for what I'm saying. Niggas is personalizing, they killing. I ain't really done nothing to nobody homie where they have no convictions. And I'm a little nigga. They just want to give me a good talking to. Jack me up and give me a black eye. That's all. They don't really want to kill me. I go everywhere by myself. I travel around this country, homie. I'm everywhere. In my hood, everywhere, homie. Went to Las Vegas. Nigga, them niggas in Cali went to the fashions. Nigga, them niggas, hey, ain't that nigga? Say, I'm big homie. Nigga, no, homie, I'm the snob, nigga. But you got to be willing to
you
do what
call
you...
call 12, though.
No. 12, when you meet me at the store,
yeah,
12.
That might make a nigga hesitant.
But no, listen. No, so that's what I know. You a coward then, nigga. Because a nigga that want to get you don't give a damn about you calling 12.
Big facts.
A nigga, I know a nigga kill you and don't give a damn about going to jail. A nigga, if you do something, he think you should violate him.
Facts right now.
I ain't violated no nigga like that. Most niggas just want to argue with me and out-talk me. They really don't want to hurt me, homie. No, they got a nigga they owe money to that really want to hurt them. They got a baby mama that got pressure on their ass. Nigga, by the time they see me, they ain't mad about what I said. They got some shit in real life that's affecting them, and they can't get off the internet, and I'm affecting them. But what's affecting them in real life is doing way more damage than what Charleston White's saying. We don't know one another, so how can you make this so personal? A nigga can say all kind of shit about me. Nigga, that nigga don't know me. Nigga say shit about my kids. He don't know me. I was always talking. Nigga, that nigga just talking. When did we start paying attention to the nigga that's talking? Nah, that ain't never been the nigga. We ain't never paid attention to the nigga that's talking. We always watched the nigga that was doing it. No, this is a new generation, homie. So, nigga, I'm telling y'all, I keep using all the words that got to do with pimp. Game applied means elevation. I come to pimp on the internet, homie. They've been pimping on up. When I saw Social Dilemma, when I realized how much advertising they make out for us, nigga, I figured, I get it. Characters, rappers, characters, entertainment, actors, ball player. Well, nigga, you got to do something. You on there every day. So, nigga, I kick the door down, nigga, and talking nigga. Nah, I'm nigga. And I talk bad to white folk. Nah, nigga, I go off on whoever I think wrong or whoever get before me and display something negative. If you a sheep, I'm a sheep. Man, if y'all kind, I'm kind. Nigga, if y'all turn gorilla, I'm gonna turn gorilla. Nah, nigga, I'm a reflection of what's before me. I ain't nothing but that. So I ain't the same all the time.
Are there any rappers that you fuck with or respect? Because you spoke out of a lot of rappers.
I respect the man once I find out who the man is. Because I know the rapper is a bullshit nigga. Now, who is the man? Who is he to his mama? We don't get to find that out, homie. I don't respect now, motherfucker nigga. Nah, who is he to his kids? What do the people in the neighborhood say about him? I got so much respect amongst black women. Nigga, when the pandemic hit, black women all around the country send me half their stimulus checks to fund my organization. I don't get money from white folk. Whores in the street give me money.
So let me ask you a question since we talking about like...
Women, I'm talking about everything, yeah.
Since we talking about the whole women thing or whatever, there were some comments that you made on a Clubhouse conversation...
About raping
...that you
white
were
women.
Having. Yeah, about the whole like raping white women and you know what I'm saying, that's what we used to do growing up.
Yeah,
and,
we did.
You know, whatever. So my question to you is that... Did you feel comfortable enough saying that?
Like
and did you feel like
I'll repeat it again?
Did you feel like time. Did you feel like it was okay because these were white women or like what was your reasoning behind that? I'm trying to understand that.
I grew up believing that anything you do to white people is okay from what they done to us. I was taught that from the older people. See, I was born in the 70s. I don't know when y'all was born. I'm from the South. Nigga, we the first generation of kids who really got to go live Dr. King's dream and live with white people, right? In the 70s and the 80s, it wasn't a lot of black people staying next door to white folks. So when we moved into white folks' neighborhood, my mother was affluent. So mama's first instruction was, don't y'all get out here and mess with these white girls. Don't y'all get out here, they go holler rape. So that's the black woman back then, biggest fear, that white girl go holler rape. Well, they like that. We didn't know that. They didn't know that. Where you think they get the movie 50 Shades of Grey from? So when we start messing with white girl, we already kids. We listening to songs like, hey, we want some pussy. We don't know how to have sex responsibly. I come from a generation where we run trains. That's how you pick your girlfriend. The girl who don't want the train be ran on, we know she's a good girl. So every girl that every nigga I know ever been with, we try to run a train on them.
But yeah, rape but and running
hold on. No, it's not, mama. So when I studied law at older age, I can look back in hindsight and say, man, that was rape. We were wrong for doing them girls like that, homie. That's how we knew how to have sex. So you
ain't forcing nobody to. You saying you
listen,
ain't
homie, listen, homie. Listen, what you think?
Because that's
train?
What rape
hold
is.
Hold on, listen. Train is rape. You're forcing. What nigga sat down and say, baby, you feel the fuck all of us. She, come on, homie, let's be real, my nigga. When we run and train, she don't have a clue. She finna get this done to her. She might want one or two, but she don't know seven. So come on, homie. So when you start looking at the videos back in the 90s, look how they treat the girl. Nigga, they just get her. She walking through a party. Just pour wine on her. Bitch, ain't no love for no, it ain't no fun if the homie. So it's promoted through the culture. Nigga, when we 12 years old, 11 years old, me and my homies like to play this game. Some call it Amtrak, but some call it the train. We all will line up in a single file line and take our times waxing girls behind. And then he say, every time it get to me, I was shit out of luck because I stick my dick in and it will get stuck. The girl will say, stop. I say I'm not. That's enough. I'm quit. So stop right there. We all starting to have sex at what, 11, 12, 13? Because of the musical influence or because we got uncle's influence? One or the other, right? Where do we learn to responsibly have sex from? Okay, baby, we running trains at 12 and 13. You want to do all us? Nah, they just showing up. And guess who else showing up? The big homies. The 17 and 18 and 19-year-old niggas. We know it's going on. Come on, homie. I'm brave enough and bold enough. We didn't know we was doing that at the time. But you know how many young girls know that it was being done to her, homie? And she knew it was wrong. But she ain't never been in no position. And she don't have the wherewithal to say, y'all, stop. I'm not doing it no more. Come on, homie. We didn't know it then. Your brain is undeveloped. You're acting out of impulse. But when you know better, you do better. So now that I work with young kids in the juvenile system, I'm saying, man, we used to do that as kids. That's rape. No, it ain't. They got it on tape. Well, she was consensual. Well, she was only wanting to do it with him. When her mom and her boyfriend find out, they in trouble. Her cousin, her brother, they in trouble. So now I got to go to court and defend this. While y'all sit on the sideline in your personal feelings, I'm bringing law to you and teaching you in a way that you won't get it when I was trying to teach it the other way. So I got to say boldness. Where you learn to get this from, Charles? When I went to college and took these speech class, psychology classes, introduction to speech, professional speech. And they say, your first 3 minutes or your first three paragraphs have to be captivating. Why you think the headlines read what they read? Why you think we use clickbaits? I'm clickbaiting everybody, nigga. So when they look at me, they say, man, look what this man do in real life. If you think I rape somebody as bad as I talk, you think them people go let me keep doing what I'm doing on this platform? They go come out. Rape has no statute of limitations. And I keep telling y'all, if I got locked up at 14 and I didn't come home to 21, what are y'all talking about? You talking about a 12 and 13-year-old kid they were fucking around this motherfucker trying to be grown like they doing now. So when you see when you in the hood and you riding and y'all see one girl with three boys, don't nothing resonate with y'all? It do with me. Yeah, she finna be violated. They go take her to a big homie. And when the big homies find out, because they go tell somebody. And when the community find out, nigga, she been everybody coming for. And in the process of them coming for, she go get raped. She go catch an STD. So nah, homie, I don't feel bad about nothing, I'm saying, because it's the ills of our community. The rappers brag about it. The rappers brag about it, homie. So
for people that's not familiar with the Charleston White story, what did happen at 14?
Oh, man, I skipped school. We went to Foot Locker. Starter jackets was popular at the time. Cultural influence, right? All I had to do was make good grades, man. My mama bought me one. I want to be poor, man. I want to be like my poor friend, man. I'm walking on marble floors. I got my own room. Nigga, my mama ordering shit from Neiman Marcus catalogs in the 80s. No, nigga, I got a gaming system when kids dreamed of it. After school, nigga, my house is like a school camp. Nigga, my mama leave a checkbook. I get to order pizza. all the pretty girls at my house after school. But I want to be like the poor kid because that's what seemed real. That's what was being presented to us at the time. I wanted to go into the projects and see the images that we was getting on TV. So we would run away from home to go hang out at our homeboy's mama house who let them do whatever because she might be on drugs. My mama said, you got to be in at the time. So I was running away from a good home, homie, just to go be in the streets. My homeboy mama let us stay over there. Well, how we go get money? Snatching purses. Well, man, let's go get some starter jacket. We're going to the club this weekend. So we go to Foot Locker to go run out with them starter jackets that everybody was wearing in them 90s. In the process, a white man tried to stop us. Man, shit. We broke into my girlfriend's house, who was a police officer. Dallas police officer stole a gun. That's where we got the gun from. So in the process of that, I gave my 16-year-old friend a gun and told him, man, shoot that motherfucker. And he shot and killed the white man. And yeah, I thought I laughed like a motherfucker with an undeveloped brain. I ain't no heartless kid, nigga. I come from love. I ain't never been abused. I don't know what it's like to be hungry. Nigga, I don't know what it's like. I ain't never had a syrup sandwich. Nah, nigga, everything I ever put on a 2-page list for Christmas, I got. But I wanted what my cousin them had because I got to, they didn't have parental supervision. So they got to learn things that I wanted to learn based off what I saw off television and heard in music. My mother trying to teach me right, but I need a man, Mama. I hear what you saying. But I'm looking at Uncle Wayne who pimp, Uncle Curtis who sells. I'm looking at these men based off the images that my culture give me. So I grew up believing going to prison is what made you a man. Uncle Curtis went, granddaddy went, all the men in my family went to prison. Now some bitch ever came back and told me nothing bad about it. They just tell me bravado stories like they do in a rap song. So I grew up believing as a young kid with a young impressionable mind, that's what make you a man, not Uncle Joe who getting up going to work. Lil Wayne say a 9-to-5 is overrated. So you don't look at the overrated nigga. Fuck school, man. You look at the dope dealer, nigga. Remember the came? I make a G about a week. Fuck school. That's what you heard. But as a kid, you don't know they just talking like they doing on the internet. You think what you see on television as a kid, that's real. Mama, they really died? You have to tell a kid that's not real. You have to tell a kid, nah, that rapper just talking. He ain't no real gangster. They don't know that. So your young and impressionable mind shapes you when your mama ain't at home because she got to work. But when she come home, you all of a sudden acting out through your adolescence, because you're going through an adolescent stage. You start rebelling, you start being resentful, start talking back. And what's feeding you? What you hearing? What you hearing? Well, mama, we ain't talking back to mama. We having problems away from home. The music ain't, we having problems away from home. So that's what led me to that. So when I get in trouble, homie, my mama got the financial influence to go get me the best lawyer in town. But I'm hanging with poor children. Nigga, I wanted to be poor. My mama would buy me new clothes, homie. I go give them to my, because I wanted to work. I wanted to look at a hood, nigga. I thought that's what it was. I run away from a good home to go stay over there with roaches.
What was the main influence for that? Was it on TV or just locally?
Well, at this time, you got to think, homie. I'm living in Marble Flow, so I can't see it. I only go see it when we go visit the hood, relative. Now you got videos coming out. Now you got MTV starting to come out. Now you got hip-hop culture starting to take its toll on America. The lyrics, you got N.W.A. So you got the rebellious music that's feeding the drill music. No difference. That's why we all went gangster. It ain't gangster rap no more, it's drill music. We all went gangster, they all drilling. Before then, they was all getting high, dancing, partying. It was a party era. It was a gangster era. Then it went to a trap era. Everybody went to jail for trapping. You see the correlation? Nigga, I went for playing gangster. I ain't play pimp. I ain't play gigolo. I ain't play football. I play gangster. I want to be gangster. And the sad thing about it, in my little small mind as a kid, everything that I ever dreamed of as a child, I grew up and became. I want to be a pimp like Uncle Wayne. I want to be locked up. I want to know what it feel like. And even a part of me as a grown man, because of our culture, I feel like I missed out on something by not going to prison. Yeah, I feel like it's a latch on my manhood that I ain't got. Because it's some areas, this a nigga say, you couldn't have walked the yard, nigga. Nigga, if you walked it, I could. Oh, you couldn't have made it in prison. See, it's some niggas that can throw that Trump card on you. And some nigga got to be quiet because they don't know what to say back to it, because our culture make it feel like the ultimate manhood is a nigga that could have made it in prison. That's the weakest nigga, nigga. That's the weakest nigga. But we don't know that. Because he who controls images control mind. Nigga, it's a mind control experiment with hip hop that's been done to us, nigga. I broke away. So now this what y'all see, a free nigga. Nigga, I talk nigga talk. I don't give a damn about who platform. I brag about killing white folk. Nigga, I don't. Nah, what nigga can say what I done said that y'all talking to me about? Nigga, Bill Cosby went to jail for it. They know I ain't done it. I know I ain't done it. Nigga, I can say like just I'm the new rapper, homie. Without the beats. Saying some outlandish, wild shit that offend people, disrespectful. Nah, I'm the new rapper without the beat. They should have never gave us the internet if they didn't want to create a nigga like me. I'm excelling and thriving at this shit and know what come with it. Yeah, I know what come with a nigga, but I'm a little nigga and I ain't trying to be tough, homie. I'm bad like Michael Jackson. Well, when a motherfucker see my name and talk about me, it creates an emotion. I watched Mike do that across the world in China. They didn't even know what he was saying. They would fall out and pass out.
So a lot of these we speaking about a lot of things that's wrong with the culture and things surrounding the culture. But it's also important to think about how do we fix some of this shit.
Because I got a question real quick, not to cut you off, but basically what I'm getting from, you know, like your previous like interviews, YouTubes, and what you've been saying like today while we've been here is that you feel like most rappers are perpetuating a negative image to the community.
No, not most rapper. America, for black people. Everything we get from football, basketball, entertainment, movies, is all negative. It's all negative. When the last time you seen a banker in a black neighborhood teaching something? When the last time you seen a black lawyer in the black community giving expungement program? When do you see black people come together other than what white people give us? A police shooting. Black Lives Matter, that ain't ours. We don't, Kobe Bryant ain't ours. That's Jerry West boy. Michael Jordan ain't ours, that's Nike. Martin Luther King ain't ours, that's the white boys. He created a museum for them. Nigga, this ain't ours. It ain't now black platform that's ours. So it ain't nothing positive that's gave to us.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Speaking specifically on what you just said about like how your uncle was a pimp and then this uncle was a drug dealer, this uncle was this, 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 and this is what you saw and also heard in the music while you were growing up.
I come
up,
to be the rapper.
And that's what you wanted to be. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you not think or do you not feel as if any of these rappers are really just telling stories about their real lives without any kind of consequence because this is the shit that they're really going through?
No. When we listen to rap today, they ain't telling nothing about killing. Everything about killing. It ain't no, they ain't telling nothing but kill, nigga, kill. I'm gonna kill you. They ain't telling nothing. So I come to be a character just like every other character because I'm solidified with the man characteristics and traits of who I am in real life.
But okay, let me
so I can get on here and say whatever.
Yeah, okay, but I see you're saying that you're coming to be a character just like every other
vulgar,
character.
Nasty, the villain.
But you don't think that you should try to be different from the rest of these niggas?
I ain't no nigga on the internet like me. I'm very different. It ain't no, I ain't got no beat, I ain't rhyming, I ain't no nigga talking like me, I ain't no nigga ever got on her and said, man, I used to rape white hoe. I'm very different. I'm intentionally different. Yeah, I'm intentionally different. No, it ain't nothing like me right now. It'll be another 100 years for a motherfucker like me come along.
So back to the how do we fix it question.
Well, charity starts in the home. Nigga, go look in the mirror. See, I went and fixed me. Remember, I took you back when I started having children. Mm. I had to change my mindset. See, some niggas will go to jail knowing their homeboy should have took that case and they'll squabble about it in jail. Man, you should have told. No, nigga. Why we got to do it there? If that white boy got to look at us, nigga, you know I'm got the job. You know I got kids. You do this life, homie. Why should you put me in this situation? Nigga, it's mine. He gonna find it in my pocket. He ain't gonna find it under no motherfucking seat, you coward motherfucker. You know you got to go to jail for selling dope. Don't throw it nowhere, nigga. Fuck wrong with you niggas? This what come with it. When did niggas stop wanting to go to jail? When? Nigga, go, man, hurry up and take me to jail, motherfucker. I don't want to talk. So I can go down here and burn it. When did niggas stop wanting to go to jail, homie? Where I got to put my homeboy in a situation to tell on me? Nah, homie. It's mine. See, I done been in where I had to say it's mine, nigga, when I was 21 years old. And it wasn't mine. And it wasn't mine. So a nigga can stay in college. Nigga, so it wasn't mine. And went to trial. In Oklahoma, nigga. My mama say, tell it. No, man, I ain't mama. He go to school. You got a mama, too? You got a mama, too? I'm gonna hurt. Boy, you just come home. Man, nigga, God bless me. I had a mistrial. No, nigga, I should, no. And the same nigga made me look like I was dumb. No, I done this for you, nigga. So, no, nigga, when you go through what you go through, when you know better, you do better, man. No, homie, whatever I got to be to stay here in these kids' life, I'm willing to be it. Whatever hoops or rings of fire that I got to jump through, nigga. I don't commit crime, so why I need to go to jail for a nigga that's doing it? I pay my taxes, nigga. I go home every... Why I got to go to jail? Nigga, I work in the community. So you telling me as black men, when I grow up and I grow and I develop a man's mind, I'm still beholden to street codes and laws when I'm with my family? I'm supposed to crash out to be real? Nah, homie, I don't want to be real no more. Niggas got to, niggas, I know niggas done suffer long and hard being real, nigga, and they ain't got no relief yet. Nah, I don't want to be real, homie, so I broke away early. Yeah, I want to be the working man that'll call the police on your ass, nigga. You violated my neighborhood. You breaking law, nigga, go to jail. You bad, I ain't. You tough, nigga. So go be tough, nigga. But get away from us law-abiding citizens, nigga. Get away from your mama and them. Stop taking guns over there, nigga. Stop bringing dope to where you know they'll kick in and rob, nigga. No, nigga. You showing all that money. You know you live with your mama. Nah, homie. I know niggas who lost it all because of that, nigga. And the whole time they was tied up, them niggas was hollering about where that shit you were rapping about, nigga. And he got to look at his mom and his daughter. Where that shit is you were rapping about, nigga. We know it's here. We seen it. So now, my nigga, I want to come, nigga, assassinate the character that's been assassinating us. No, why we don't get to know about who these niggas really is as men? Man, why don't nobody tell us, man, DMX died broke, homie, with 33, with 17 kids. They gonna resent him. No, they gonna resent him. My father was absent, nigga. I resented him all my life. But boy, when that nigga died, he left me some money. I ride around in the car with his army flag in the back. He made it right in the end, homie, because he left me something. That's the legacy. What you niggas gonna leave behind, nigga? When my grandkids Google my name, nigga, what them white folks wrote about me gonna supersede way more than what black folks talking about me on social media. It's documented who I am and what I do. So I can come play. I want to be the next Denzel Washington. I just don't want to go to Hollywood and get fucked in the ass to do it. I'm going to do it from my car phone, nigga, that keep dropping. Won't nobody else. I don't have to meet their standards to be what my people fall in love with characters. Nigga, black people have an entertainment whore's mind. Nigga, I'm capitalizing like everybody else. That's all. And they love a villain. I don't want to play the good guy. I saw how they done Michael Jackson. I saw how they done Mike Tyson. They start out loving you. And boy, they go turn on you in the end. They turn on Whitney. They turn on Bill Cosby. So why? I've been studying this shit. So when I step out to black folks, I don't want you motherfuckers to love me. Look how you do what you say you love. You disrespect your mama. You say you love your kid. Nigga, I'm going to make you. And then one thing about it, you go watch what you hate, nigga, because you hoping that I fail. So I come to be the villain on the internet. Intentionally, homie. I'm not trying to give y'all no truth. I come with truth, bullshit, truth, facts, statistics, vulgar, nasty shit, and over the line, top of the shit. This is America. The president said I grabbed pussy and never apologized and became president. Nigga, I've been studying. What I know is most of everybody on the internet is right at or right above or right below the poverty line. So they wake up and they feelings every goddamn day. So I say something to evoke the emotion, whether it's going to provoke thought. Nigga, I'm strategic. I just had to figure out how to get some money. And I did, nigga. And I ain't changed a motherfucking thing because of how y'all feel. Now I'm some bitch, nigga. Insurance payments is higher now because the insurance policy is bigger. Yeah, nigga, my name is trademarked. I studied Tupac. I got made nigga tattooed on my back. When I realized Tupac was too busy trying to play gangster, he didn't get the business side of it. He gave us something, nigga. Nigga! Never ignorant getting goals accomplished. Well, they say nigga is a bad term. Nigga, no, it ain't. Tupac said it's never ignorant getting goals accomplished. So I trademarked it. Yeah, it's trademarked under my name. Pac should have done it. But he said, I'm going to spark the brain to change the world. Nigga, I was studying that nigga. I'm changing the world with this shit, nigga. And getting paid to it without the white man. I lost a YouTube channel, homie, 70,000 subscribers, making $16,000 a month. Lost it, came back, got another one at 50,000 and won't monetize it. No, nigga, I ain't submitting. I'm the runaway nigga. And if white folk fuck with me, they get every now and then I cuss out the Jews, the LBJ. I get everybody, nigga. If a punk get on there and fuck with me, I'm going to get him too. Yeah, nah, whoever get on there at least. Nah. Whoever get on there being up. Because I'm on there in a character. So I don't have a script. I'm just talking based off my community experiences. But if you type something, nigga, that's my content. What you fucking with. Nah, you become my content. Yeah. The ugly, mean nigga on the internet become my content. But if y'all listen to what I'm saying, I'm fucking with the niggas that'll kill you in our community. I'm fucking with the killers. I ain't fucking with grandmama and them on the porch. I ain't fucking with the black woman talking about her weave. I ain't bagging the single mothers. I'm fucking with the niggas that'll kill you. Nah, homie, I know what I'm doing. And I know what come with this shit. So I said, nigga, you got to be willing to die. Because niggas will kill you about this shit. They killed Malcolm. He wasn't near talking like you. You got to be willing to go to jail. I'm out on 3 bonds right now for some gang members coming down there talking about what they gonna do, and I'm the only one went to jail. I let them niggas trick me back playing gangster. Nigga, I'm out on 3 bonds right now, nigga, failing it. And I still do what I do, nigga. Them niggas tricked me. 5-6 niggas show up on a Cowboy Sunday. I thought them niggas had me scared. Them niggas go miss the football game. They got to be serious. Nigga, I went down there and got in bushes and set up churls and like if we were fit to go to war. And when they got down there, nigga, I'm the only one went to jail there. Yeah, nigga, so nah, I ain't letting any nigga trick me, homie. Nah, man, I'd rather put a black man in jail before I kill him. I swear. But if you make me kill him, I will. You gonna hurt me by what come out of my mouth, my nigga. As disrespectful as the rappers have been to our community and our black women, you niggas go hurt me for hurting men's feelings. I ain't disrespecting black women. You nigga go come hurt me for hurting men. Man, they killed baby Tamir Rice. Nigga, we was supposed to die. 10 niggas was supposed to die behind that. You niggas went and tore up buildings behind George Floyd. You didn't touch now white body. Now nobody. But y'all go come hurt your brother. And he ain't nearby doing to what you do to your mama. But you go come hurt me. Nah, nigga, I'll kill you, nigga, because I got to get back home to this family. So I'm willing to die, kill, and go to jail by what I'm saying.
What kind of conversations did that bring up with your family? Because obviously they might be concerned.
What you mean? They ain't, nigga, y'all gonna benefit from the death. What you mean? Can't say nothing to me. I'm a man. Who say something to granddaddy about what granddaddy do? Nobody. I'm one of them kind of men, homie. Nah, when I'm at the family reunion, when I talk about the women listen, my nigga, I'm an upstanding man to these people. So who gonna say something to me when you walking in purpose and making a difference in real life? Y'all think what I'm saying on the internet, homie, it don't affect me in real life. Nobody's walking up to me, approaching me, playing mad. Ain't nobody throwing rocks at my car. Ain't no nigga saying, what's up, nigga? That nigga, I'm in the clubs. Every city I go, nigga, I'm in the neighborhood giving back. And nah, ain't nobody mad, homie. They mad for the moment by what I said because they've been convicted by it. Their spirit. Nigga done hit them with something or at some point. So nah, nigga, my woman can't say nothing to me about what I think I'm doing right. It's only if she think I'm doing something wrong in our marriage. But what I choose to be as a man in life, nah, homie, can't nobody speak to me about that. Mama, nobody. We keep the insurance paid for that, for real.
So if somebody asked Charleston White, what do you stand on or what do you stand for? How do you respond to them? Like, what do you stand for?
I stand for my people, but not all my people. And my people ain't all black people. Me and my people got the same kind of mind. We walk with the same kind of spirit, and we have like hearts, and we don't believe in hurting one another. We spur one another. Nah, homie, let him make it. He ain't touched you. Think about your woman. See, it's something greater than what a nigga feel. See, my people ain't hurting each other by what we feel. We too busy trying to do something for what we need. Most niggas I know that'll really kill you got self-made kids. They ain't got time to kill you, nigga. Most niggas I know will break your jaw, nigga, spur you because you got to stay on this job, my nigga. That woman need him. The nigga on the internet hollering about what he'll do, he don't pay bills. He ain't got no honor in his home. He don't lead no house. So when I come get on the internet and get into character, that character stays on the internet. Nigga, when I walk the streets in Fort Worth, Texas, nigga, I'm Mr. Charleston to kids that'll kill you. The OG niggas is the one say, hey, man, come pick up this money for Christmas. Nigga, the streets give me $5,000 to $10,000 to take mother shopping, and I ain't got to come back and get them niggas no receipts. They mamas can't even borrow money from them. So what I'm telling my people here, nigga, fuck that internet, what I'm doing. Go look in the mirror, because that's where it started. Charity starts in the home. It don't start in your community. It don't start in the black community. Mm-hmm. It start with your baby mama, your kids, because you got to get right with her before you can get right with the kids, because she going to put a barrier up, nigga. You out kissing everybody else's ass, nigga. You out getting along with everybody else, but you can't for this here, nigga. It's a greater good over here, nigga. So, nigga, I ain't worried about nothing, nigga. In my mind, I'm on the right side because I'm speaking against everything that hurt us. It's just hurting people's feelings the way I'm saying it. Ain't nobody saying I'm lying. Ain't nobody saying I'm wrong. Man, it's just the way I said. Well, when grandmama say, hey, y'all, I'm finna go back. I'm finna go here. And when I get back, Charles, I want you to wash them dishes. Keisha, I want you to vacuum the living room. Kevin, I want you to do this. Now, when they say it that way, you stay on the game playing. But boy, when they come and say, get y'all goddamn, I'm whooping your motherfucking ass, you respond differently. Think about a rapper who don't cuss. How would his sales be? His delivery has to be like this. So if we living in a day and age where everybody's delivery is vulgar, why would I come to the internet, nigga, not being vulgar? Nigga, they fighting every day. We watching people being killed. We watching live killings. Why would I not match what society want to see? It's just hurting people's feelings. But who feelings it hurt? Black people on the internet. It's not hurting the truck driver's feeling. It ain't hurting the nigga feeling getting up going to work. It ain't hurting nobody feeling but people who are caught up on the internet. And that's what I capitalize off of, the lackluster, unproductive people on the internet who I know I can offend. Controversy sells.
So let me ask you a question. What happened with the whole Nipsey situation? Because a lot of people were upset and in arms about that particular delivery.
Yeah, they didn't go to the funeral, though. They don't know. They didn't get to meet Earmus. They know the rapper lyrics. They don't even know Nipsey Hussle. They don't even know Nipsey. You got to eat another name. They stuck on a character. They'll never get to know Earmus. So I was living in California, right? I never knew he was that popular. We'll see him on the news every now and then. Come back home, don't nobody know Nipsey. I didn't know him really in California. We went to the store and everything. I really didn't know him. After he died, I'm back home saying, man, they doing all this shit for this nigga. Who is he? We don't even know nothing about him. So I get invited to the funeral. I go to the funeral. I'm going to hear about Nip. It's in a coliseum. I walk in. I sit on the floor, catty corner to celebrities. I'm looking up, man. Motherfuckers smoking weed. They playing this music with cussing in it. So I'm saying, man, it's a dead body over there. It's a casket. So as I'm sitting there for Nip, I hear people talking about Aramis. Man, I didn't even know that was his name. Most people don't even know it. Can't even pronounce the name, but they can say Nip. So I'm sitting there, man. I'm listening to his mother. I listen to his brother, his father, Lauren London. Then this seven-year-old kid, Lil Wayne, little boy, come up there. And this little boy says, last night, Aramis came to me in a dream. Man, something hit me. And I put that weed out. And the little boy's voice was so clear. And he said he was in heaven. Come on, man, how can this? Who told that kid to say that? Nah, they bullshitting. Who told that seven-year-old baby to say that? How can he articulate? Y'all go listen to it when we done. How can he articulate that? It was so, how can that kid do that? He said Aramis. He didn't say Nipsey. Nipsey was left back here. For all y'all that don't know nothing about Aramis, Aramis went to heaven. Man, I put that shit out. Now I'm paying attention. So I'm with the Rolling 60s. I spend the day with the Rolling 60s. On the way back, one of the founders of the Rolling 60s, give me a ride back to the neighborhood where I was at. He ain't say nothing all day long. Big old guy. He said, man, when Nip was about 12 years old, he came up to him and he said, hey, big homie, can I ask you a question? He said, why you gangbang? That grown man told that kid, I gangbang because I was born to. This 12-year-old kid said, well, big homie, when I grow up, I'm going to take care of the hood. That's long before Nip came along, homie. I went and grabbed hold to the spearman of Aramis while y'all hold on to the demonic lyrics of Nipsey. The gangbanging Nipsey. I'm going to turn these bitches into, I'm going to turn all these bitches into lesbians. That was just a character talking. Homie, that nigga had a daughter. Nipsey was a guy that knew astrology. Nah, I mean Aramis. So we get stuck on the rap character and miss this great man. So they'll never write about Nipsey in a motherfucking history book, but they'll write about Aramis. And so our children be conditioned to this fucking rap name and to miss that man's real name. Greatness, Aramis. Nah, Nip got killed. And man, great. So I went on a journey, homie. So it's easy for me to say the dead is dead. But homie, I don't speak ill on Aramis. Fuck that character. I know the man. I went and heard his mother, her kids. When he was 12 years old, he had a desire in his heart to do what he did. He had to play a character to do it. Nigga, I got to play a character to do it. So, Rat Williams, Blue, C-Nut, man, you can't speak on Charleston White name to some people. I still get elected to work with politicians, so it's easy for me to dispel. I come to assassinate those characters, dead or alive. So we can look at those men. Let's talk about Earl Simmons, his drug addiction.
But can a nigga say you trying to switch it up by saying that?
Nigga can say what the fuck he want to say. You just talking. Nigga, I'm really doing this in real life. I really work with kids. I really went. You switching it up because you talking. I'm really doing this out of action. So you can say what you want to say. I just told you what I'm doing. I created a character just like the rapper so I can do what I'm doing. See, I don't get no funding from the government, nigga. Everything come out my pocket. See, when I went to Dolph neighborhood, homie, after he died, I had a school teacher call me from Memphis. Man, the city is mourning. We need somebody like you. Nigga, I went with a pocket full of money. I don't come to y'all cities, nigga, and go make it rain in a strip club. I go make it rain in the hood with the babies. Let's shoot basketball, y'all. I got a food truck ready to pull up on some water boys right now. Waiting on the car on the low. Nah, homie, I don't come to the titty bar and stick my fingers in pussy. So them niggas go say that. Them niggas, yeah, they go say that. But nah, nigga, I do something totally different, Jack, so I can be this bold when I talk. Nah, homie. See, y'all are a generation that nigga don't have to prove nothing to y'all. I come from a generation, nigga got to prove something to me. Nigga, what is he doing in real life? Nah, homie. Actions speak louder than words is what I was told. I don't know if people believe that anymore. Yeah, so that's where that come from. I went to learn about Nipsey and got slapped in the face with this guy Aramis. Yeah. Mm.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Conversation is important. So do you feel, I guess this is a two-part question. Do you care if, do you feel misunderstood?
I don't give a damn, nigga. I don't want to be understood.
You don't want to be understood.
No, nigga, yeah. If they understand me, they go like me and quit me. Once they understand me, they go quit watching me. Mm. Nigga, everything gonna go away. I don't want to be understood. They gonna stop watching the chapters when they think they know. No, nigga. I'm playing on y'all while y'all trying to understand me. No, stop trying to understand me. You got some kids that need some understanding from you. Mm. The time you say, hold on, baby, I'll be right there, while you watching me developing feelings about me, your kids developing feelings about you, your coworker, your supervisor, say, man, they on this goddamn phone. Somebody, while you on the internet fucking with me, I'm getting paid. I don't know you got these feelings. Somebody feeling some way about you, motherfucker. For what you doing for fucking with me. You facts. Don't know it. Just like I don't know you feeling how you feeling.
It's facts. Those are facts.
So fuck how you feel. Right. Nigga, I'm waiting on them YouTube checks to drop and a sponsorship that I get from over here. Man, we in talks of some big shit. But it's more for the youth, homie. Mm-hmm. See, I walk away from here and go off into the ghetto, homie, and use my platform for those people so I can speak against the industry. I can go against these niggas. I ain't got to be friends with nobody, nigga. Don't nobody give me nothing. I ain't got to accept nothing, homie. I figured out a way how to get some money out this shit. And if it stop, it's just like the dope game, nigga. You get what you can get and get out. Mm. Just don't buy clothes, pussy, jewelry, and hoe while you getting the money. Mm.
So that's the we just trying to be clear. That's the priority is get the money and be do what you do, and of course, aid the community and the youth.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
That's it.
That's what we're trying to get at. I think that's what we're trying to
dig
and understand. And if people might not like it, but fuck, it is what it is. This is how I'm going to deliver it and how I'm going to accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish.
This was at the front of my mind. Me and you as grown men and as adults, when we say, hey, y'all, let's do this, and we all agree to do something together, our first barrier is our ideologies. Mm. Our first barrier to us doing something together is, man, well, you Christian, I'm Muslim. You like the Chiefs, I like the Cowboys. So somewhere throughout our building, we got a barrier that we're going to use that's going to stop us from building. So once I started realizing, homie, our kids are the future. Nigga, we don't have nothing. Man, all the adults are online on social media arguing, and the kids are online arguing. But we ain't paying attention to the kids until they kill one another or until they become a rapper. But we paying attention to everything else. Man, we arguing with motherfuckers we'll never meet in life. And we waking up and doing this every day. And we are developing real feelings about people we'll never meet. all the while, those kids are developing feelings about us. So I fuck with the babies, nigga. They ain't got no hard feelings about me. So Frederick Douglass has a quote that says, "It is much easier to create strong children than it is to repair broken men." We on the internet fighting, trying to repair broken men based on what you believe, based on what I believe, based on what you went through, based on what we fighting about this. And our kids dying. And our kids dying. Only time we stop fighting is when they kill a grown black man on police shooting. If you notice, murders decline in America after a police shooting among black people stop killing each other. So God got to be talking through death to us. Soon as the police shooting go away, we go back to killing each other. So I'm saying, fuck all y'all grown people that feeling some kind of baby. Well, what I'm saying, when these kids call on me, they don't give a damn what I done said, because they know I'm coming. I got 10 years of a proven track record, nigga, with one. Sometimes I ain't even have a car and nobody's giving me money and I'm not begging. I'm not asking for donations. You can't find one video, one platform. I don't ask for cash. I don't ask nothing from my people. I just talk and gave them a character. I don't want no money. Don't hit my cash out. I don't need y'all money. Nah, I know how to get it other kind of way. I got a nonprofit and we don't take no donation from black folk. I know how to go across the railroad tracks and play on a white bitch and have them white boys mad about me playing on this white bitch about that money and come back here and give it to the babies. Matter of fact, man, don't even give me no money. They need a bunch of shoes and drawers and things. If you can bring it like that, I don't even want the money. No, no, my nigga, I know what I'm doing because I showed up with a plan. I'm just new to y'all. Them people got 10 years of this. It worked. It worked. And I had no intention that it'd get me here. I was blind man shuffling, homie, with a character trying to deliver a message, but nigga really trying to get that money. Go watch Social Dilemma, homie, and see they make trillions of dollars off of us. Just being on there. Just being on there, homie. They know what we like. They studying us. So I'm saying, if they doing this to us, how can I get money from doing the same thing on here? If they, where they get the money from? So shit, nigga, I tapped in. And I ain't trying to follow their rules neither. So I don't know why people feeling how they feeling, homie. When we've been listening to rap music for all these years, they should be used to this shit.
I think because it should be direct. Like, you know what
Foolio and them killed people, homie. They got a war going on so bad, they went to a graveyard site, homie, with pictures. How much direct can you be? Where was the outrage for that? Think about that, homie. These niggas killing each other and going to the grave sites, nigga. Taunting the mamas. What's the little kid name that got kidnapped? Carb? Come on, homie. How much more direct can you be? How can y'all look at that and be desensitized to that? You know why? Because the truth, nigga, hurts. Don't nothing else hurt but the truth. I'm hurting y'all with some truth in this character. Sorry, low-down, dirty nigga. Coward motherfucker. Ain't never killed no white boy. Nigga, you nigga talking about hurting me and ain't nobody talking about hurting George Zimmerman. You nigga talking about putting prices on niggas' head. Ain't nobody putting nothing on George head. And George done caught more. Yeah, come on, homie. Ain't now some bitch died behind George Floyd. Ain't now white woman been slapped, none of that. But y'all gonna keep doing this to your people, nigga, and dancing and singing and showing money doing it. You got a young boy one time, nigga, said y'all niggas go die. Look at the money challenge now. We doing what them babies doing. You think I'm gonna join in with y'all, homie? In my mind, nigga, all y'all going to hell to think I'm wrong. In my mind, y'all can't have a God in y'all. Nigga, this is a generation of black people that worship idols. Grandmama them told us these times was coming. This is a generation. That's why they started with us, nigga, with the Word Up magazines, putting it on the walls. We was worshiping. That's why our kids don't know nothing but entertainers, nigga. They're idols. American Idol. Nigga, we don't worship the hardworking daddy that make the sacrifices, nigga, to stay where he at, nigga. We worship idols. So, of course, I know they in darkness. I'm in light, so they got to come up against me. I'm cutting the lights. Hey, man, hey, say, man. I know this, Jack. So I don't give a damn about nothing, nigga. And I know if something happened, nigga, when I transition over, nigga, them ancestors waiting on me, nigga. Nah, them ancestors waiting on me, nigga. Every 100 years, the old nigga say somebody like me come along. Every 100 years, that's what they say. And he's 77 years old. So I can't worry about y'all, homie, because in my world, I can get a nigga out of jail with this mouth. Nigga, in my world, the mayor don't want to make me mad. Nah, nigga, my world don't open because I use this platform to shut you down, nigga. We shut a prison down, nigga, and got some charges overturned because a mother say they locked her son up for nothing. We shut the prison down, nigga. making phone calls off my YouTube channel. Y'all bullshitting with these platforms. Dick Gregory said, nigga, this more powerful than the president. This, a nigga with one knee. No, I ain't using it for bullshit, nigga. And I'm rattling cages. And it's working, my nigga. So I sleep good at night, nigga. And carry a gun every day. And keep a nigga that can get on the gun with our plane. And he can sneak, do all kind of things, nigga. Make, oh, yeah, nigga, we ready? No, we ready? No, I got an army behind me, homie. When I say nigga nation, it's niggas hollering nigga nation in all 50 states like game. But we, now we got land. Nigga, we do training, tactical, all that. No, nigga, real underground railroad, nigga. I can go everywhere by myself in these country town. Now, them coast niggas is a little different. Yeah, they ain't, that's not our land. We ain't coastal niggas. I'm on the plantation, Jack. Runaway slave running down here, Jack. But I don't go to the coast. Ain't nothing for niggas on them coast, nigga. This is us down here. I stand where the niggas bled and died at. I don't want to leave the South, Jack. So now, my nigga, I know what I'm doing. I done studied all the greats. I done read about Vladimir Putin, nigga. I know about North Korean leaders. I done studied all the world leaders, homie. Napoleon, all the world leaders. I studied one of the Black Panther Party niggas, Eldridge Cleaver. That's where I get the narrative of raping white girls from. He went and done it, done the fool raping white girls as a Black Panther Party member. It's all done been, come on, homie. If you go read the books, what I'm doing, I put it in the character from the books. That's in movies. Because we base our lives off the song. What happened when we break up? We put them songs in. What happened when we ready to do a drive-by? We put them songs in. What happened when we want to get high? We put them songs in. Or we watch them movies. That's where we derive our characters from in life. So now we got the internet. The kids see me eating breakfast with my wife. They see me cuss my wife out and she still get up and make me breakfast and still be sweet. They see me get up every morning, drive my daughter and son to school. I drive through 3 cities to do this every morning and I record it. I'm showing these kids a new, different kind of Bill Cosby that they wouldn't get to see in their real life with the same traits and characteristics of the niggas they see in their neighborhood. So when it's all said and done, nigga, when they look at me, they're going to have to Google me. And nigga, what's wrote about me and what the white folks will say, I promise you will supersede. Nigga, my name is stamped with the Supreme Court, homie, on an amicus brief to abolish juvenile life without parole in 2016. I've worked with over 50 U.S. congressional members. You think these people ain't watching me? You think these same, come on, homie, you think, I've been on a private phone call with Barack Obama after the Baltimore and Ferguson riot. You think these people ain't watching me? They know. It's a character, is what everybody say. The school still called me, and I'm going to hear how about I rape people. Come on, they, it's a character. The rappers are saying it. They saying it in a different way that you like. I put a molly in her drink, and she ain't even know it. I came back here, and she ain't, he just said it in a different way. He's not saying it's rape. I'm openly saying, man, that's rape. What we were doing, that's raping. The average nigga rape. He don't know how to get a girl. We was taught if she say no, keep trying. We're not taught if she say stop, stop. Nigga, keep trying. Come on, fellas. Nigga ain't never stopping on the first note.
Fucked up, man.
Come on, my nigga. Name it, nigga. You a class nigga if you stop on the first note. No, nigga, man, you find another spot. You try to find another spot that'll activate her to say yes. This time you might have kissed on her thigh. Next time you bite her ass. You gonna try to do something to act you, or you gonna try to get her drunk. Say, baby, you wanna come over here and have some drink? Hey, man, you smoke? You want to find out what she do to lessen her. Nigga, you don't want to find out what she do, nigga. Where she, nah, you want to, hey, you like to drink, baby? What y'all like to drink, baby? You smoke? What y'all, you pop pill? You want to find out what she do to lessen her, nigga, so you can take advantage. Have your way. It ain't about her. If we being honest, guys. Nigga, I come to be honest in this character. When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. Yeah, I call my wife a bitch sometime. Nigga, I ain't nothing wrong. That's my bitch. Can't nobody tell me how to talk to my bitch. I fuck her when she need to be fucked. Well, babe, don't talk. Well, okay, babe, I'll be trying. And I feel bad too, baby. Yeah, I feel bad when I say it. But I do it, huh? So that's my flaw. Nigga, people get to see me grow. Other people hide their flaws. If I was doing anything wrong at this point, the nigga that I buy cocaine from told his woman, you know I sell the nigga cocaine. She go tell her homegirl, say, you know a nigga snort cocaine. So they go come out with what I done. Ain't nobody go hide my secrets. So I had to be willing to come to this light, homie, flaws and all. Take whatever ridicule to come with me. Shit, nigga, I ain't got no dirt on my name, my nigga. It ain't no nigga in jail hollering about he put me in jail. It ain't no nigga hollering about, yeah, man, I got, it ain't none of that, homie. So I can play this character as if I do it, because I ain't never done it. but I will do it. Put me in that situation. Yeah, I will. Put me in that situation. I will do it. Yeah, homie. And if I see a crime that's being committed, a nigga done went and done something, and I saw it, yeah, he wrong. You need to go to jail. Why you want to do something and get away with it, nigga? You a coward. Why you want to kill me and not get caught? You niggas want to be able to run through our neighborhood and kill with no consequences. You want no snarl, nigga, go on. You kill and go to jail. You rob, go to jail. You sell dope, okay, nigga, this what you need. Bond money, lawyer money, and commissary money. Don't call your mama. Who you call when you go to say, baby, no, don't call your bitch, nigga. She need the money for bills. She need gas money, nigga, to get to work. That $20 she send you every week, nigga, that hurt the household. You ain't got no hustle, nigga? No. You need to tell on somebody. Come on up out of there. You ain't got no money. No, they pay for niggas to tell. You ain't got no money. Tell on somebody to get out of there. You don't know how to get out. You don't know what to do when you go to jail, nigga. You got to call to your mama and your sister them. Nah, I was talking, you don't bother them people, my nigga. You play on the guard. You find a hustle. You call your partner, the niggas that you call your crime partner. You don't call your mama. You don't call grandmama. You don't call your woman, nigga. These niggas weak, homie. So now, nigga, I come up under a different era. I got old niggas that still talk to me in their 70s and 80s, homie. Mm. What I'm going to listen to y'all for? And y'all feelings. They getting ready to die, leaving something behind. Talking about a race of people, nigga, that we done forgot about who was called niggas. Our grandmothers and great-grandmothers. Nigga, we don't even go to the family reunions no more to even try to learn about us. But we'll go to a Freaknik, a concert. Nah, homie, so I come to do something different than what's being done. And obviously, it's working.
So let me ask you a question. So when you were initially incarcerated, there were, I think, three, maybe four of the correctional officers that kind of like put their jobs on the line to stand up for you, to prevent you from having to go to the adult facility?
Yeah, the state recommendation was for me to go to prison at 18.
And they basically like went to war for you, saying that you need to stay where you are because it'll be too much.
No. That wasn't it. I had a badass lawyer by the name of Carl Mallory. So when I went to the juvenile facility, and I landed into the state, so we was ages from 12 to 21, mm-hmm. and everybody in this facility was either there for capital murder, attempted capital murder, kidnapping, arson, sexual assault, or some sort of
violent crime.
So we considered the first generation of children in Texas who began to commit these crimes. And so we fell up under this juvenile law that was called the Texas Juvenile Determined Sentencing Law, where a kid can be sentenced up to 40 years. Mm-hmm. So when I went into this institution, the requirements were you stay there till you're 18, based on the heinous of your crime. So I really didn't have a heinous crime, based on your behavior.
So murder wasn't considered heinous?
Murder's not considered heinous. The nature of the crime is what make it heinous. Stabbing somebody 93 times. I know a 12-year-old stabbed somebody 93 times. That was heinous. Okay. He did his whole 30 years.
Okay.
So based on the state's recommendation, they would base it off what the juvenile facilities say, your behavior, and then the state would recommend you go to prison. I wanted to go to prison. So when I went to juvenile, I tried to go to prison. So my whole 4 years, I remember, you were in character. No, I'm a kid. A kid's not in character. A kid is impulsive. A kid is impulsive. A kid can't play no character. Your kid can't hide from you. His behavior is going to tell you what's going on. So I'm a kid that come from a good home, loving, nurturing, never been exposed to no kind of nothing. But boy, I'm enthusiastic about it.
No, that's what I'm saying. You were in character trying to go to prison.
I was already there. Now, I want to, this is what I'm looking for. Even though I don't want to be locked up, I wanted to go. As a kid, you can't rationalize nothing. You just stupid. And you whatever you think because you don't have a developed brain. So in my mind, this how you be a man. I don't want to be here till I'm 18, mama. I can do 3 months. But now you got to be here till you're 18. What you going to do, kill yourself? So now that I know I got to be here, man, you adapt. How can a 7-year-old girl take being molested till she's 16? She adapts. How can a boy take being beaten from the time he born till he leave it? They adapt, right? A kid, grown folk can't adapt. We'll break. Children have resiliency that allows them to adapt. So when I'm in this environment, I adapt. And I'm a kid that can reflect, right? So when I go to looking around, I ain't never seen no Crips. I ain't never seen no kid that was mistreated. Like I'm seeing some different kind of kids that I ain't never seen in real life. But they appeal to me based on the culture. So when I landed in the state juvenile system, that gangbanging shit was everything I was looking for. That was my first time being exposed to it up close and personal as a kid. Well, I don't live in the hood. I don't see this shit. Boy, when I got in there and saw that shit, nigga, I couldn't wait to join. I just had to sit back and see who would pick me. But nigga, I'm a little nigga that all my uncles like, so I know how to appease the big homies. And I'm a brave heart little guy, right? I'm a brave heart little guy. So the older niggas took to me because I fight. Nigga, I knew what to do. I knew how to get in there. And, nigga, my uncles and them told me prison stories. They made it sound cool. So I knew how to get in there and get me a walk. I'm known for having one of the baddest walks in that motherfucker. So I'm adapting and I'm picking up on what's the culture. Nigga, gangbanging is starting to take off. It's 91. It's starting to come down off south. It's starting to take off. So, yeah, I want in. So soon as I join, nigga, I want to be a leader. Nah, everybody want a reputation. Nah, man. So I earned the name C-Nut because I'm a nut. Do a goddamn fool. I fight the guards and the people. So within 2 years of joining the gang, man, I became a gang leader because I'm putting on, right? I want to be, every kid want to be accepted. That's why niggas shoot them guns. Nigga, if you want to be accepted, I'm the nigga willing to go all to the extent to be accepted. So once I got in, man, I started writing home to my mother like gangbangers, crossing out the B's. Now I don't believe in God no more. Now I got an identity that I thought I wanted. Most boys get their identities from their father. We come to the street trying to find an identity because we don't have nobody to give it to us in the home. Our mothers can't give us identities. We can't identify with her. So I went and found my identity as a gangster from the culture. At first, I was getting it from the music. The music propagates it. It promotes it. The movies solidify it, right? So now you got, we going from black exploitation. So we going from an era where, nigga, we want to be pimps. Young nigga talking about pimping on a girl. So we sure go mistreat her. Cause we coming from the black exploitation. The Mac, Superfly. The culture shapes us. That's why we drilling. Right? So my culture shaped this little kid I'm telling y'all about. My mother was at work providing a wonderful life. I'm watching television. They took Bill and them off TV. Nigga, we got Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society. Bill Cosby wasn't appealing to me. Eazy-E was. Uncle Wayne with that pimping was. Yeah, that nigga, that Better World shit with the college, that shit didn't appeal to me. Nigga, I wanted to be what I saw, what we thought was right. So that's what I went in there to be. And that's what I became. I became one of the worst children based on my behavior, but I'm acting. So you got people like myself who work with children. They sitting back looking. Well, for one, this nigga getting a visit every other weekend. Nigga, I'm wearing Michael Jordan Space Jam tennis shoes in there. The same jacket that we went to jail for killing that white man for. Man, I got a starter jacket for Christmas in there. I got a Sega game, girl. And we're in a co-ed facility. We get off-campus visits. So these people work with children. They see, based off your background, your mother, they see, man, this kid come from a good home. Oh, man, he playing. So now they looking at how you do well in academics in school. You taking sight. This, man, this kid really intelligent. He playing and acting. He ain't got no abuse. They seeing the difference. And then the workers know, based on my behavior, I got a bad rap, right? So when I go back to court, I'm in this facility for 4 years. 2 years of my files is missing. They doing everything manually during these times. Ain't no computer, everything manually. How can y'all send this kid to prison? Well, I was there so long. They moving me around. I'm in all kind of behavior modification program, lockup. So they shifting them file. How can y'all send this kid to prison? So my lawyer capitalized on that. So rather than, we can't go off this file, Yana. So they had to send me back to the facility. My lawyer subpoenaed those people because they can't come. They work for the state. They can't go against the state and they're a state employee. My lawyer was sharp enough to subpoena them motherfuckers. They work with him, Yana. Wouldn't they know more? Them two files that were missing, somebody from facility gave them to my mother. Snuck and mailed them to her. They trying to railroad your son. So when we go to court, those four people came back through a subpoena. They ain't had nothing good to say. All they said, Yana, he got potential. How do you know? Based on his negative behavior. Look at all these people following him. Look how little he is. And he a gang. Man, I snap my fingers and start a ride. Think about how tough I sound on this internet. And I'm in there 7 years. These niggas run prisons. Nigga, wouldn't them niggas, and these niggas on the internet talking, wouldn't they be saying, man, that nigga was a hoe? Man, I went with InfoMize. We went back to the facility, the staff that worked there for 40 years. Nah, man, because I was reading books. Them niggas were playing domino. And as a little bitty boy, I saw size didn't mean anything. The heart and the mind does. So, nah, nigga, I could tell it. I can get you jumped on breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Nigga went to prison for me. My nigga Dewberry could have went home, my nigga. My nigga had a 28-year sentence. How many nigga could have went home? My nigga went to the pen for me. My nigga did 18 years. All he had to do was four. This niggas did 30 years for me, nigga. Because I told them to do what they... Nah, nigga. So when they come home, guess what? I'm in a better position. Come home and we working with kids now. It blew their mind. Now I'm back training the staff at those same lockup facilities. All 254 counties in the state of Texas.
That's what I was going to ask. Have you ever had any interaction with those particular four that stood up for you or whatever they did since you've been out?
Yeah, yeah. I put together a reunion like 7 years ago where 50 of us went back. And I used my own money to put on a barbecue for the staff and the students, who were like 500 people. All the staff who had retired from there came back. The governor, it was a real big event. So they had an opportunity to see what redemption really looked like in real life. Kids, all of us had killed somebody.
That's dope.
And they got to see that we was the one they thought wouldn't make it. Yeah, I was the one they swore up and down would have been dead at 25. Mm. So when I show back up, they like, Charleston White. Oh, man. So it's rewarding for them to see this. Yeah, it's real rewarding. So I came up to be them. I grew up to be them. All the kids in the state of Texas, if you done kill us, you go, no, Mr. White, Mr. Charles. Nigga, everybody know. Call him, man. I need a parole. Nigga, grown niggas. Everybody know that, homie. What they was looking for a nigga to stop doing what he was doing when you start. Consistency is the key, nigga, to winning black people over. You got to stay consistent. Nigga, when I got broke, I stayed doing it. When it was raining, I break up with my girl, I stayed doing it. I never stopped doing it, homie. Even now, I ain't stopped doing it. So I got to be doing something right.
We salute you for pulling up the big facts, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Man, I appreciate y'all for having me, man.
Giving us the conversation and your perspective. Where can everybody check you out online?
Shit, they know how to find me. They already said, I don't even know that shit. The Real Charleston White on YouTube, man. That's all I know.
The Real
And Ban Charleston White on Instagram. I'm trying to get banned off Instagram again. Intentionally. yeah, intentionally.
You going for it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to keep getting my feelings hurt. Yeah, you keep taking something from me. So that means you rule over me. I want to be on her and you take it from me. So no, I don't want to be. I'm going to do what I got to do. And no, so fuck being on her. Yeah, so no, homie, I don't want to submit to what social media is doing to people. It's becoming king. If everybody else, they can shut you down. Social media, it beat the American president. It silenced the president. That has never happened. Never. Never. So if you go watch that social, man, nah, homie, fuck that. Nah, nigga, we waking up grabbing for our phones before we pray to God. For a nigga piss, he got to pee bad, but the bird gets somebody's eye trying to see who them sending these messages over, like peeing and looking. Nah, homie, I got to benefit some kind of way then, homie. Man, I'm telling I'm at my daughter's volleyball game, nigga. I'm seeing her in my peripheral looking up to see if I'm looking. I've been noticing she been doing that since gymnastics when she was 3. That's why they say, daddy, daddy, look. And all they do is jump off the couch. They want that attention. So I'm saying, man, God, I can't put it down. So, nigga, I got to figure out how to get some money out of it because I can't put it down just like every other motherfucker. Mm. It's the only difference is the other motherfucker on the opposite end, they in their feelings every day on this motherfucker. And I ain't bringing my feelings to this shit, nigga. I ain't bringing my life to this shit, nigga. You ain't going to know me on the internet. Fuck you going to get to know me on the internet for? So you can ridicule me? The internet ain't never lift nobody up. Think about that. Why would you bring the real you to the internet? You ain't never seen no woman on her way to the beauty shop when she looking how she looking without that wig, going live, talking, before she get there. No, she go get pretty. She go make up before she get on there. We don't go live fresh in the morning when we got white stuff right here. And it's we don't do that. We make up for the camera. So I want to remind people, homie, don't get stuck on this nigga on here. He made up. But if you look at the real man that's playing his character, nigga, you'll really be appreciative of who he is and why he got to play this. Yeah, I can't work. I sue everybody. I can't get a job. Everybody know me for suing. But I can't work nowhere, man. And then I don't want to work. I ain't never worked. So, nigga, I got to figure out how to eat. And I'm eating. And all I've been telling niggas, say, I'm going to get out of my way. I ain't talking to you. Nigga, get out of my way. I ain't talking to you. Everybody that's mad at me have personalized what I said, and I don't even know them.
So do you have anything that you like to do for fun? Do you have fun at all?
I have fun every night. Boy, I unplug the OnStar on the car so I can sneak over to my favorite strip club locally. me and my buddies, and get over in that corner and let them little girls sit on my lap and feel that poke through the jean, and then go home and fuck my wife real good. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's how it's like revving up the lawnmower. By the time I get to the car, I'm revved up. Baby, I'm on my way home. Where you been, baby? I just left the studio. Yeah. And then I hook up the GPS when I'm far away from the location. And go on home and go to work. Jump off the dresser.
Charles White on Big Facts. Check us out, BigFactsPod.com. We appreciate your time, my brother.
He let y'all jump on me. This is my nigga right here. This is really rocking with me.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.